I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's protests somehow feel different than in times past. The government seems to sense this, too, by the intensity of its response and the ensuing crackdown on so-called troublemakers. Among those caught up in the last sweep of arrests, Mary Fatima Mohammadi, a well-known Christian activist. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says 2 weeks after her arrest, Mary's whereabouts are still unknown. So why are Christians so heavily targeted?
Iranian Islamic Republic's survival is threatened when they lose their Muslim population to Christianity. That is something they are not going to take lightly. That is why the Iranian judicial system deems all Christian activities as actions against national security and propaganda against the system.
Yet people desperately want hope, and they're finding it in the gospel. So pray, because the situation remains incredibly unstable, and yet change is in the wind. And deaf Christians can use a free app to access sign language scripture. However, communication barriers often mean that deaf believers are stuck in isolation. They don't have a local church family. But now, thanks to a recent integration, believers can search for and find the closest deaf-friendly church through the Deaf Bible app. Through an interpreter, Deaf Bible Society's Scott DeLoach tells us,
people in general don't oftentimes go to church, maybe because really they don't know where that church is, or they think that they're not going to have an interpreted services. It's very limited options as opposed to people who can hear, where you can pick any church you want.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We always need prayer.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.